This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Netflix has picked up a new animated comedy from Simpsons creator Matt Groening, starring Broad City's Abby Jacobson. The series, called Disenchantment, received a 20-episode order, with the first 10 expected to premiere next year. Groening says, quote, "Disenchantment will be about life and death, love and sex, and how to keep laughing in a world full of suffering and idiots," unquote. Yep, that pretty much sums it up. Adele has been busy raising money for the survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire. The Grammy-winning singer also held a private screening of the film Despicable Me 3 for some of the tragedy's younger survivors and their families. Adele sees aiding her community as a full-time job now that her Adele Live 2017 tour is over. Our source said, quote, "Being a local Londoner, she's made no secret about how personally affected she was by the Grenfell Tower blaze and wants to help in every way she can," unquote. Good for you, Adele. Chinese action film Wolf Warriors 2 continues to dominate the international box office. The sequel to 2015's Wolf Warriors, directed by Wu Jing and starring Jing, Selena Jade, Frank Grillo, and Han Zhang, is hitting in a big way, taking in an additional $163 million. That raises its international total to $470 million in just 2 weeks. Man, that's a lot of ka-ching for Wu Jing. What? The Walking Dead previewed its upcoming 8th season with an explosive 5-minute reel that hints at the many battles the zombie series has in store. Creator Robert Kirkman said, quote, "We have all kinds of great stuff planned. Our next season will be very action-packed and very fast-paced. The new season will have many confrontations, more man versus man battles than zombie fights," unquote. The 8th season premiere is October 22nd. Can't wait. ABC's Roseanne revival will likely welcome a familiar face back to its ranks. Talks to bring Johnny Galecki back to the reboot are ongoing. The current Big Bang Theory star played David Healy for nearly 100 episodes from seasons 4 through 9. Galecki's Roseanne return comes as he's also juggling executive producing on the upcoming CBS comedy By the Book, which is also slated for mid-season, where it could compete opposite Roseanne. Awkward! Maria Menounos is taking it day by day. The 39-year-old former E! News host appears to be in good spirits 2 months after undergoing brain tumor surgery. Menounos took to Instagram to say, quote, "We don't grow when things are easy. We grow when we face challenges. I really do believe that everything happens for a reason. We just don't know why yet," unquote. We wish Maria well with her recovery. Noel Gallagher was asked whether he would ever consider being a guest on James Corden's popular Carpool Karaoke segment, which has featured everyone from Adele to Michelle Obama to Justin Bieber. Gallagher said, quote, "No, thank you very much. No effing chance, mate. With that fat bloke, I don't need to watch it to know I won't like it. James Corden is a knobhead," unquote. Wow, tell us what you really think, Noel. Ever since HBO's Big Little Lies wrapped its critically lauded run in April, there's been talk of a possible second season of the limited series. Star Reese Witherspoon says that those conversations are ongoing and that she's optimistic about doing more of the drama, which is based on Leanne Moriarty's book of the same name. The series has received multiple Emmy nominations, and no, I'm not lying about that. Jeff Bezos, the 53-year-old founder and CEO of Amazon, shelled out $12.9 million to acquire a property next to the house he already owns here in Beverly Hills. The 4,500 square foot single story residence, located on a prime pine tree lined street just north of Sunset Boulevard, sits on half an acre and was built in 1956 with four bedrooms and six bathrooms. Well, that's one way to keep away any obnoxious neighbors. Neil Young will be launching an online archive that will include every single track or album he's ever recorded since 1963. The archive will display as a timeline where fans can click on songs or albums and view loads of information around each release. The project has been in the works for many years and has no release date yet. So if you listen to everything that Neil ever recorded, would you be like 100 years old by the time you were done? Val Kilmer's health seems to have taken a turn for the worse after he abruptly canceled several appearances lately. Last month, the Top Gun actor was a no-show at Comic-Con. Val also missed the opening of his own art exhibit in L.A., saying he was, quote, delayed on a project. Last October, actor Michael Douglas said that Val had tongue cancer, but Val said that he was misinformed. Then, after previously denying that he was suffering from the disease, he revealed in an interview that he did have cancer. Well, we wish him all the best. The Trash Bin. Kylie Jenner has a new show produced by E! Entertainment Television for Snapchat that promises to provide glimpses into her personal and professional life. Ask Kylie is now on Snapchat Discover. Her show on cable TV, Life of Kylie, on E! Follows her life as an entrepreneur, fashion designer, author, and TV and social media personality. This is fascinating, said no one.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's upcoming iPhone face recognition is set to be faster and more secure than a fingerprint reader. YouTube has added in-app direct messaging and sharing features similar to Instagram's messaging feature. Amazon is telling booksellers to speed up delivery times by up to 40% so that they can maintain their competitive edge. Samsung just announced a rugged version of the Galaxy S8 that won't shatter. That would be great for me.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Horror movie Annabelle Creation remains on top for a second week.
The number one album.
It's Kesha's first album in 4 years, Rainbow.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft Pocket Edition again.
The number one fiction book.
Any Dream Will Do by Debbie Macomber is the most popular book in the USA.
Pink has sold over 47 million albums worldwide, including over 16 million in the U.S. She's won 3 Grammy Awards, a Brit Award, a Daytime Emmy Award, and 7 MTV Video Music Awards, including the Video Vanguard Award. Her 7th studio album, Beautiful Trauma, is set to be released October 13th. Here's Pink with the first single and the song of the week, What About Us?
We are problems that want to be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled us. Enough is enough. Oh, what about?
Was Pink with the song of the week, What About Us? Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.